All right, guys. So today we are talking about needing help with motivation. So we send out a yearly review and goals form to our clients. You'll be hearing this on the 2nd, which this probably will be applicable to you. We send it out, and one of the questions is, what do you need most help with from the coaching team? And we had a lot of, I need help with motivation. And obviously, if you listen to this podcast, you're probably not one of those people that submitted the forms. And if you know someone that says this shit, then you can inform them of the truth. There is no such thing as motivation. It's not real. It's a concept. What you're talking about is consistency and showing up, which creates results. That is motivation. Motivation is a fallacy. It's a myth. It's made up by fucking lazy people who just make shit up for a living just to justify why they're actually getting results. Because I was motivated. It's a load of horseshit. Motivation comes from action. Action comes from making a commitment. Commitment comes from being sick of mediocrity. And if you don't know what mediocrity means, it means being fucking average. And then when you be sick of mediocrity, that comes from being in pain. Nothing happens in life unless you feel a pain. A pain that is physical, mental, maybe a health scare, maybe you've been broken up with. It's either the carrot or the stick. It's the pain of not getting the result, or it's the pain of being in pain. One of the two, it all revolves around being in pain. Hence, modern society is generally quite lazy. They have no drive because life is fucking good in the Western countries predominantly. Life's good. You can work. You can earn a good living. You know, you work 9 to 5, go home, watch Netflix, get fat, eat junk food, die early, get sick, get diseases, you know, have a shitty life, have no sex life, all those types of things. They think that's life's good anyway. But what I'm getting at here is you need consistency and commitment to create this mythical thing you think is motivation, which isn't real. Here's how to fix it. So it's not just a doom and gloom podcast. I'm going to tell you how to fix it. It's very straight talking and very simple. Commit to a certain amount of sessions per week, okay? And if that's, you start with 2, that's fine. Just fucking get 2 done. Commit a time to do it and don't make excuses on it. The reason I train in the morning is because I'm an entrepreneur. I have 3 businesses. Life gets busy. I don't want to get to the end of the day and then feel like I'm skimping on my sessions because I'm quote unquote too busy. That's why I train at 5:30 or 6:30 in the morning, because I know I'm going to get it done. If I start making excuses and telling myself I'm too busy, you know, my dogs are kicking up, I've got to walk the dog, it's too hot, insert other bullshit excuse that every other coach or personal trainer gets, I'm never going to get anywhere, and I'm just going to be like everyone else, and I'm going to be the fucking problem. The second way on how to fix it is set a reward. Once it's complete on your training day, or, you know, you've made the session or whatever, you're going to reward yourself with something. Say, if you train today and do 10,000 steps, you know, you're going to reward yourself with a mini Magnum ice cream at the end of the day. Maybe change it up. Maybe don't make it a Magnum. You kind of get the idea here, is you want to set a reward. The problem is people give themselves a reward for nothing. So they'll be like, I was a good human today. I worked for 8 hours and I deserve to have 20 Big Macs, 3 ice creams and a large chips. And that's kind of like their reward every single day. They haven't even earned it. They just did what everyone else did, and they think that is something to be proud of, and they just take the easy option. Newsflash here, guys. Only reward yourself when you've done something hard for the day. And probably your definition of hard and my definition of hard are completely different. But there's probably a great difference in results here as well. If you feel like you're being lazy, you probably are. It takes 66 days to build a habit. After you have the habit, it's pretty hard to lose. Okay, you're going to have to really fuck something up or get injured or, you know, do something crazy to lose that habit. So what I would say to you is, can you commit to 66 days of training, showing up, doing something, to build motivation without all the bullshit, without going getting fucked up on the weekend, without sleeping in and doing some dumb shit like missing your alarm, just doing the absolute simplest of things and showing up. One of my pet peeves is people saying, I'm not motivated. No one's fucking motivated. Do you think I'm motivated to get out of bed every day, train like a fucking maniac, run three companies, and generally just try to become the best version of myself? No, most days it sucks. Like today, I have to record 4 podcast episodes. And you might be thinking they're only short podcasts, but it's the prep. I've got to write all the notes. I've got to publish the notes. I need to record the podcast. I need to record a teaser, send it to my admin for editing, do all that type of shit. I've got to do that 4 times a day, plus run the businesses. Do you think I'm motivated to do this every single week, multiple times a week? No, I do it for you. I do it for the listener, just so you can get something out of each and every episode. Thanks for listening.